Hari Om everyone, I know not too many people. Okay. So I think we'll start. सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अ लिटल बिट अबाउट what is our purpose in life, and it is a lot from Eckhart Tolle's book, The New Earth. So when our basic needs are met, you know, food and living conditions and all of that, family and all, and you are not in the survival mode, you are out of the survival mode, then you start thinking, what is the purpose of my life? Who am I? Why did I come here? What am I supposed to do? All those things start coming up. So people are in different stages. Some people feel, oh, my life is passing by and I really don't know what I have achieved or what am I supposed to do. Or, you know, others are like busy with their family life and job and raising kids and this and that. Some who are retired are extremely bored. They don't know what to do. Some are stressed out. Some are looking for financial security, you know. So all these things are there. But when, and some have everything, you know, they've accomplished their careers, they have got financial independence, they have a good family, they've raised good kids and everything, and still they are not happy. And so they start actually questioning, what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? Who am I? Those kind of questions start to appear. And so Eckhart Tolle goes and says, what is the purpose of our life? So there are two purposes, inner and outer purpose. Okay? So the inner purpose is the primary one. That is your main purpose in life. And it is not dependent on time. You don't have like, oh, in the future, I will accomplish this, you know. It's here and now. It's right now. So it does not change with time. It's not dependent on time. And that is your primary thing. And it's concerned more with who you are as a person, as a being, than what you do or what you've accomplished in life. It has nothing to do with that. It's more of being than doing. So that is the primary purpose. So what state of consciousness are you in? And that has nothing to do with future. It's right now, here and now. And that is your primary purpose. Secondary purpose is like what you want to achieve, what you do. And it is always in the future because it's something, you have a goal and then you're going to go after that goal, right? So Eckhart says that is your secondary purpose. That is not the primary purpose. The primary purpose is who you are, who you're being, what state of mind you are in right now. That is more important than the secondary purpose and what you want to achieve or what you want to do and things like that. So how do we get to this? How do we do this? So the idea is that if your inner purpose in life and outer purpose in life are aligned, if we can align them, then you will get success in both inner and outer purpose, both the places. So what is the inner purpose then? So the inner purpose is to awaken to a new consciousness, to who you really are. And so that is the main purpose. And that purpose you share with everyone. Everyone's purpose is that. Okay? Humanity's purpose is that. The universe's purpose is that. Everybody's purpose is the same. So the primary or the inner purpose is the same for everyone. And it is to awaken to a higher consciousness. Okay? Or you can say a higher being or intelligence, higher, whatever you want to call it. But the primary purpose is that. So the outer purpose or the secondary purpose is, it changes from person to person. Okay, it won't be the same. And it also changes from time to time. Like for the same person, first that person is a student, say. So that the goal of that student is to study well and accomplish the academic career and things like that. When that person grows up and gets married or something, then the purpose is different. The purpose is to raise the kids, to excel in your job, whatever that is. So secondary purpose goes on changing, and it's always in the future, and it's different for everyone, and it's different for the same person at different times. Okay, so secondary. So when the inner purpose and the outer purpose are not aligned, then when you do the outer purpose or outer goal, whatever you have, it is a lot of struggle. You have to work hard at everything. You give stress to yourself and everybody around you. It's not easy. You may achieve what you want to, but it will be very, very stressful to you and to everybody around you. We've seen bosses like that, right? Who are extremely successful at what they do. But they are so hyper personalities, like we talk about, and they make everybody stressful around them. And it's not fun to work with a person like that. They could be very successful. So their outer purpose is kind of taken care of. But because it's not aligned with the inner purpose, there is no joy in it. There's no peace. Even after achieving all that, they don't feel satisfied. So, and invariably, it will end in suffering when it's not aligned. But when your inner purpose and outer purpose are aligned with each other, then there is a lot of joy in what you do. There's no stress. You get things done well and everything turns out well. Even though, like, in the worldly sense, you may not be very successful. You may not be a big CEO of a company or anything like that, or made $1 billion. But you have been successful for yourself and for everybody around you. And you are happy. That's all we are. Everybody is looking for happiness. So that is the main thing. It's like, say an example. My inner purpose, maybe to be, so everybody's is the same, right? To be peaceful and quiet and happy. And that is the inner purpose of all of us. So that is, so if I want to, as a student, you know, I was very much interested in art and music and things like that. But because of pressure from society, from parents, whatever, I decided to go into science, okay? Here, my inner and outer purpose are not aligned. Because inner purpose is different. I don't like this. So I'm not never going to be peaceful or happy doing it. So I may get A's in science, but I'm not happy with it. I have to struggle at it. I have to work hard at it. I never feel happy about it. Then even afterwards, when you go into a career, again, you're not happy with what you're doing. So this is an example of where the inner and the outer purpose is not aligned. Okay. Versus somebody who loves science, you know, from the beginning. They will, as a kid, they go into science and they do great things. They achieve so many things and everything, and they're happy. So that is different. So that is what we need to do. So do what you really like to do. So the basically, so your inner purpose is to be calm and quiet and happy, and from there you do other things. So the primary purpose is to be calm and quiet and happy. That is a plan. So I'll give you an example. Say from here I want to go to drink water. Say I want to go and take water. So normally when we do that, we are walking, right? Our mind is on the water, that the water is over there. But what Eckhart is saying, your primary purpose is walking. Your primary purpose is walking. And your secondary purpose is getting the water to drink. Okay? So while you are walking, you have to be totally present and be who you are and not think about the water. When you go to the water and you are drinking, then you pay attention to the water that you are drinking. Okay? So that is the secondary goal. So, but we never look at it that way. We always say, drinking water is my goal, you know. But no. So your goal, your primary purpose is, while you're walking there, you go with full attention. And then your secondary purpose is drinking the water. Same thing, say you want to look up somebody's phone number or a dictionary, you want a word or something. So you're going through pages, right? So in your mind it is, I want the phone number. But right now I'm turning the pages and I'm looking for, this is C, D, okay. This is, if I'm looking for that. So full attention on what you're doing, and that is your primary purpose. And when you get the phone and you make the phone call, then making the phone call is your primary purpose then, not before that. Okay. So somebody asked him, you know, but so the idea is not to go into the future all the time, you have to stay in the present. So he said, I hate my job, you know, and I'm sitting here and doing my pages, you know, doing clerical work, paperwork all the time. So am I stuck doing this all the time? Because he's saying that you should do what you are doing right now. For 20 years, I'm going to do the same thing. So he says, not 20 years. Right now, you are doing that. Right now, you are doing the paperwork. You have full attention there. And from there, when you have full attention, something will come up. And it might come up that you change your job or you do whatever or something. And then when you change your job, then whatever job there is, that is your primary purpose then, but not before that. So he lays a lot of importance on paying attention to your primary main purpose in life. So when your inner purpose is awakening, right, that is your awakening to a higher consciousness, that is what you're doing. So how does that happen? What happens? So what is basically happens is, like, there is separation between thinking and awareness. There is a little bit, okay, let's do a little bit experiment. Say, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you aware? Are you aware? Are you aware? Are you awake? Are you aware? Yeah? So, okay. Okay. Everybody agrees you are aware. Okay. Now, when I ask you the same question again, don't answer. Okay? Don't answer. Are you aware? Okay, you're not answering. I told you don't answer. So, between first time when I said, are you aware? Right? You said yes. That was thought. Yes is a thought, right? Yes, I'm aware. Second time when I'm telling you, are you aware? And you're not answering. You're not thinking. You're not saying yes, right? So what is happening in that fraction of a second before another thought comes in? What is that? Do you get it? And okay. So first time I said, are you aware? And you said, yes. Okay. So that is a thought, right? Saying that, yes, I'm aware. Okay. Second time when I say, are you aware? And you are not supposed to answer. So are you thinking? No, right? For at least for a fraction of a second, then some thought comes in. Now, what is she up to or something like that, right? Yeah. But for a fraction of a second or for a few seconds, there is no thought, right? So what is that space where there is no thought? What is that? So that is who you really are. That is consciousness. That is who you are. Everything else is secondary. That is your being. That is your primary purpose. As soon as thoughts come, it starts becoming doing. And that becomes your secondary purpose. So, I don't know if anyone has heard about Michael Singer. He came on Oprah also with... So anyway, he has written a couple of books. But he was just a 23-year-old doing economics. He was doing PhD in economics. And he had no spiritual background or anything like that. And so one day he was sitting with his brother-in-law and chit-chatting. Okay. So when you chit-chat, you know, you talk all kinds of things. And then sometimes doesn't it happen like you've talked for a while and then you have nothing to say, kind of? And the other person is not saying anything. There's silence, kind of, and you feel very uncomfortable, right? I think all of us have probably been in a situation like that, where you don't have anything to say and then it's kind of uncomfortable, the other person. So he saw himself like that. He felt a little uncomfortable. And then he was thinking, should I talk about football or should I talk about this or that and that? And at that time, it clicked to him that who is the person who is having the thoughts? Should I talk about football? Or should I talk about this? Or I'm feeling uncomfortable? So he said, who is it that is witnessing that? Who knows that? So there was a gap between awareness, where you are awake, and a thought. Right? Because if you're witnessing something, you have to be different from that. Right? So you are in the same kind of situation when you are asleep, when you are in deep sleep. You have no thoughts, right? But you are not awake. So that is not the consciousness we are talking about. But the consciousness when you are awake and aware, but you have no thoughts. That is the beginning of awakening, okay, to a higher consciousness. So that can happen to anyone. It can happen slowly, and usually the way it happens is you might realize this and then it'll go away, and so it comes and goes and things like that. So slowly progress is something. Some people it happens and it never changes. It's they realize that they are not this thinking mind. They're not this mind, body and intellect. Anil always talks about mind, body and intellect. So basically the Om that he talks about, that is what I'm talking about, the same thing, the consciousness. So then you are not the mind, body and intellect. So that, for some people it stays. First time they realize it stays with them. It never gets clouded or they never forget it. So, but it takes a long time to integrate it afterwards. So with Eckhart Tolle, it happened like he was a student and he had an unhappy childhood, and all the time he wasn't happy person, and one day he got totally tired of it and he was ready to commit suicide, and he was thinking of suicide, and suddenly it clicked that. He woke into this other consciousness where he said all his sorrow was gone, and he thought he's not this person that that was there. He is someone else. He is something else. He is the spirit, you can say, it, or consciousness or whatever. And it never left him. That stayed with him all the time. Most people, they might have some clarity sometimes, but it goes away and then it comes back, and that's how it happens. But with him, it just stayed. And then he didn't know what was going on. What is it? He had no money in his pocket. He had no relationships. He had quit his PhD program. He had no job, nothing. And he said, but I was totally at peace. I was not worried, nothing. And he didn't know what was going on because he had no spiritual background. Then he started reading a lot of books and this and that, and then he realized what is happening. Same kind of thing happened with Ramana Maharshi. Ramana Maharshi, he was 14 years old, and he was at home, and suddenly he had this feeling that he's going to die. And most kids, what kids, even us, if that happened to us, we'll be running around shouting, help, I'm feeling bad, take me to the hospital, this, that. He did not do any of that. He said, let me see what it feels like to die, you know. And he just kept quiet. And he just lay down there, but awake. He was just witnessing what was happening. And he could feel his body get stiff and with rigor mortis and all that. And again, he realized that he's not the body, mind and intellect. He's something different from that. And that never went away. That realization always stayed with him. But he also went away into the temple and cave and all, and stayed there for years without talking to anyone, because it takes time to integrate all of them. Then it happens suddenly. And I said, like most people, it's going to happen slowly, you know, like it comes and goes. So how does the first realization of that separation between thought and consciousness happens? That happens just by God's grace, you can say, universal grace or whatever you want to call it. But it's not in your hands, basically. It's not that I will do so much sadhana so I will get it, or I have to become worthy of it, or I have to attain a lot of merits or punya to do it. Nothing of that. It's just God's grace. And once it happens, then you can help to make it more permanent. There is where you could do some things. So what can you do to make it more like if you have that insight one time and it goes away and you want to keep it, then what are the things you can do? So some of the things are like, so the whole idea is to come into the present moment, to be who you are, be the being, your primary purpose, and don't worry about the secondary. Secondary will happen on its own. So the different ways to do it is meditation is what we are, that's what we are doing basically. But while you are walking around and doing your things, what are the small, small things you can do? So like taking conscious breaths every so often. If you are on the computer all day, say every half an hour, I'll take a conscious breath or two breaths. And if you do that, what happens is you bring your mind back to the present moment. And that present moment is the being, or your inner purpose, or your consciousness, whatever you want to call it. That is what you're doing. Every time you come back from whatever you're doing, your secondary purpose, to the present moment, you're coming to your primary purpose, or your inner purpose. So that is something you can do. What else can you? You can always ask the question, who am I? Or just say, I am. What does that mean? So Ramana Maharshi used to say, so anybody asked Ramana Maharshi anything, they would ask, is there a God? And he would say, who is asking that question? So the person would say, me. You know? I said, who is that me? So go back to who, or go back to your primary purpose, just the consciousness, right? Who is having the thought? Go and ask that. he never used to give the answer to the problem ever, because his thing was, that's the primary purpose. Once you do the primary purpose, secondary will happen on its own. You don't have to worry about it. So worry about your primary purpose. Secondary will happen. So that is another thing. Nisargadatta Maharaj used to say, just go back to I am. I'm not talking about thoughts that are functional. Like if you say, I have to go and catch the bus. That time don't say, who has this thought and all that. You go and do whatever you have to do. Right? Or I have to plan for dinner today. What am I going to cook? Yeah, of course, you have to think, and then you think and do that. I'm not talking about that. But any other, we have so many, 99% of our thoughts are not functional. We don't need those. So those are the ones we, I'm talking about. So any thought that comes, Nisargadatta Maharaj would say, just say, I am. I'm not this or that. I just am. I just exist. I am just aware. But if the thought comes, oh, I'm good for nothing. Okay? I cannot do anything properly. Forget that I cannot do, I'm good for nothing. Only come back to I am. I am. I just exist. I'm not this or that. I just am. Okay? So that's another way to do it. These are different ways. You can always bring your mind back to the present moment. The other one also, even in meditation, you can do this. Like some days you will meditate and you just cannot concentrate. You know, it's like thoughts go on coming and coming and coming, which is fine. But if it's agitating you and it's not, then open your eyes. Okay. And use your senses to calm your mind down. So look at a tree or look outside the window at the clouds or bird or anything, and that will bring your mind to the present moment. Okay, or you can listen to some sounds. Okay, pay your attention to a sound like a bird chirping or waterfall or whatever. That will also bring your mind back to the present moment. So those are the little tricks that you can use to bring your mind back to the present moment or back to the primary purpose or inner purpose, whatever you want to call it. Okay? So that, and again, so these are different ways you can do that. So Einstein once said, I want to know the mind of God. The rest are details. Okay. So what does he mean? So by the mind of God, he means consciousness, the awareness. So he wanted to know that rest is nothing. So the details are your outwardly purpose. So you need to know your